We are on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Before we continue, we have a few Taisvas to learn. V'chitema b'yoshev u'metape ma'ila meimre. The Gemara wanted to bring Araya from a Mishnah we had learned, Galsh and Itlash, Uboya Boimsov, and Nofal Alaodam, Balakalim, Tahirim. So the Gemara had wanted to learn Shat, the Mishnah speaking about that this Kal caught him by surprise. He had no Kavona whatsoever to be Mitair himself. And Afal Pikain, he's Tahir. So you see that Chulin does not need Kavona. So the Gemara said, no, it's speaking about Yoshev or Mitzafe. Emosai Yitole Shagal. So the Gemara asks, Chiteime be Yoshev or Mitzafe, Maila Meimre. So what is the Chiddush? Perish. Iamret Bishloime, Doloi Mairi be Yoshev or Mitzafe, Elostome Kidiktoni. It's speaking about a stam case. Osishape, the mashmes that's coming to Ashminon, the chulun leiboy kavonis. And then it's telling us a gewaldic chiddush that chulun doesn't need kavonis. Avoli ikele mitche, the ma'ayri b'yoyishiv mitzape, is ma'ile memra. So what is he coming to tell us? The lekele meimer, the osel ashminan, the bol kavona, maybe that's Gufer what he wants to tell us, that you do need kavona. B'loi mashme minei da'ayri b'yoyishev u'mitzape. That means if there's no hechech that it's speaking about yoyishev u'mitzape, the stomach toni, the nofal, the mashme tvei b'loi yoyishev u'mitzape. So you can't say it's coming to tell us you need kavona. Because if that is the kavona of the Tana, it should have been much more explicit. He wasn't meramez at all that you need yoshev u'metzape. V'horiach pirish, a second shot, maile meimre, the lekele meimre, the osel ashminen, the bol kavona, the same kasha that is coming to tell us you need kavona, doktoni tahirov, Mashmed de kula osa lashmina. If we say it's not toyer, then it's coming to tell us you need kavona and it's not toyer because he wasn't mechaber. But if it's coming to tell us a kula that he is toyer, so it's the zichna coming to tell us you need yeshiva mitzape. The next thesis you learned already, disnan matbilin beroshi. So the Gemara said that the Chiddush is that we are not Geyser, Roshin, Otter Kippin. And the Gemara brings a Mishnah, the Stan Matbilin Beroshin, Be'ein Matbilin Bekippin. Ktsas Teime, the Mishnah, if this is a Mishnah, it says the Stan, Matzorich Lashminan Traizimni the Matbilin Beroshin. So, the Gemara says, the Chiddush is, you're not Geyser, Roshin, or to keep it. And then, the Gemara brings another Mishnah, the Matbilin Beroshin, they Matbilin, they keep it. So, in that Mishnah alone, it says that you're not Geyser, Roshin, or to keep it. So, why do we need two Mishnayas to tell us the same halacha? Ktas time, the Mishnah, Matzorich Lashminan Traizimni, the matbilin beroshin, v'shema ahu the matbilin beroshin, ayri midiraisa, dumye the ein matbilin bekipin, the havi midiraisa. Maybe it's coming to tell us that min hatoirem, roshin are good, just like ein matbilin bekipin, zich min hatoirem is no good. Be the galshen itla shashmina the film in the rabbona loy gazrina. Uperis areihein bechiyutan, uperis ar bechiyutan, hainu la'acher shehelo. We had a case that, in bishvil sheyutri yodov, יוד מן בשביל שיוטר יוד פטרס פטרס בחיותם. So Taisu says the Peres are Huksha Hainu La'acher Shehelam, after they were taken out of the Amas HaMayim. The Cholzman Shemuchu Borem B'mayim Lo'im Miskashri, Kedisnan B'Meseches Machshirim, Nido Shehoiso Meidicho Tznoin B'Ma'oro, Anida was Meidiach HaTznoin, and it was in HaMa'oro, she washed off the Tznoin, the Tznoin is Toyer. And the reason that Tznoin is Toyer, because it didn't become Muksha yet, even though she's washing the Tznoin. But since the water is Mechubah is not Mashia. Hello, so Koshahu, but if she lifted up the Tznoin, so now the water that is on the Tznoin, that is Lemaila from the Amas HaMayim, Tomeh, Perish Tos Hukshahu. So Taisus tells us that Mayim calls man the mechuber, they're not machshe. Brodom perkama de psochim diketrei kroy leinyan hechsher had betlushim bechad bemechuberim. So it seems that mechuber is also machshe. It's richi. Haynu the chiddush is kshenoflu bemechuberim the miskashri laacher shehelo. They're speaking about that it fell when it was mechubah, and after you took it out, so this is water that was once mechubah. That's the chiddush. Afa pi sha'oz em tlushim, become ok mitzvah mishum de betchilas dibukam oyu b'mayim mechuborim. That is the chiddush. Hosovo dichuyi kamatchalei nofik dok va'ashkach desanya. V'im taima, so he had asked him a kasha, we learned tovel v'loi hulzak, ilu loi tovel. So you see that you need kavone. So he said, my love ki loi tovel cloud. That was the kasha, like ilu loi tovel l'maisa. So he held, he was matrim. But Tadichoy, till Lamaisa, he brought a Maraya, Tavu Lehuzak, Mutta Lechulin. That the Tfilah does help. Who suffered the Chuy Kamatchale, Novik Dok Vashkech the Sanch. Bim Taim Amai, suffered the Matchile. Voloi Kvarze, Digdek Min Amishne. We learned already that Chulin does not need Kabone. Diktoni Yodov Tahirois, Mamed Dakdek Yosem, Ibraise Zu. That means, the Gemara is very modern. The Gemara brought a raya that Chulin does not need kavone because it says a person put his hand to take out peiris, so the hands are toil. So you see, Chulin doesn't need kavone. Eis ve'rovel Rav Nachman, we learned that tovel lechulin behurzak lechulin is hurzak en lehurzak loy. So we see you need kavone. So he said, no, he's coming to tell us that for my sake it's not good. Eis vei tovo v'lei husa kilo y tovo, you see you need kavone. No, it means for my sake it's not good. So he held, he's not telling him the right thing, he just wants to be matcha, till he found a baraisa that says tovo v'lei husa mutal lechulen, that you don't need kavone. So, the Gemara is more the Gemara. We first put a riot on his kabone by Netilas Yadayim. It says that Mishi Yodov Tmeyes Venotlan Yodov Torah. Then he asked the Makashba, we learned someplace else Fakel. She says, no, it doesn't mean Fakel. He asked him another Kasha. Also he says Pshat. The Yod is not telling a good Torah. Then he found the Baraisa that Chulin doesn't need kabone. Well, he the first price also told us that Chulin doesn't need kabone. So what was this chadish more now than before? Vimtayma ma'isav the matchlei like kvar zed digdig min amish dektoni yod of teiris mametaktik yosim ibraisesu v'yeshloime di yeshchilik ben tvilas kol gufoy l'netilas yadayim. There's a chilik between tvile and netilas yadayim. The tvilas gufoy chamira tvei. There's a svar to say that Tvile, that Tvile does need is a svara to say that tefillah does need kavona, even though netilas yadayim does not need kavona. Rein zog leime besamt a pos mit sta mishnel rab yechnen beshani de shrita fol rab yechnen moide va kate tikshle mishne de mesachs machshiren elot vilos yadayim shani that the tvilas yadayim is kill, you don't need kavone, but by tvilas aguf he holds you do need kavone. And that's just ending the Tosfos on the previous sugya. And now we are on two-thirds of the Omud. Maskib lo rab simi barashi. This is Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph Omud Beis. If you look towards your left, it says Shom. It's underneath, it says Shom. Maskib lo rab simi barashi. Now, and just to refresh our memory, we had learned as follows. We had learned a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Anida Shenenso Vitovlo, Anida was table herself Boinus, and we'll see as the sugya progresses how this came about, but she was not table herself Bikavona Litoya. So we hear a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said that she's Toyer Lebeiso, Basura Betrume. So Rav said that Lagabi Trume, the Tvila does not help if she's not, there's no Kavona Litoyer. The Kavona Litoyer enables the Tvila to be Metayer. That's Lagabi Trume. Lagabi Bailo, which is Chulin, by Chulin you don't need Kavone, a Maise Tvila alone is Metayer. That was Shitas Rav. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan said that you need, Chulin also needs Kavone. So if she was Nenso Bitviloso, so she's Asura Labaila also. That was the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. And even though we had brought Rayas that Tvila Lechulon does not need Kavone, Rabbi Yochanan said he holds like a Tana, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, that learns out from the Posik Vikuba Shainis that Tvila needs Kavone Letaira. So there is such a Tana that Tvila Lechulen needs Kavone, and Rabbi Yochanan paskins like this Tana. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Maskif lo rafsimi barashi. Mi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, did Rabbi Yochanan say that by Chulin you also need Kavone, and that's why she is Asura Labailo, and he paskin like Rabbi Yonasan Ben Yosef, Va Omar Rabbi Yochanan Haloche Kestam Mishne. Rabbi Yochanan said a Yesod, that if Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Soisim a Mishnah like one Tane, we paskin like that. Usnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Nofla Sakin Vishochto, if a Sakin fell, there was no Koyech Gavre, it wasn't thrown down, Afapi Sheshochto Kedarko Psulo. So it's possible, it's not a kosher Maisa Shrita if the Sakin fell. Vahavinembo, we as Takashe, Taime, the Noflo, that if it fell, it's Apostle Shrite. Ho, he pilo, who, but what if he threw the sakin? Stamazo, he wanted to throw a sakin. Cheiro, and in this process, by throwing the sakin, unintentionally, a behemoth became geschochten. Cheiro, so we medayik from the Mishnah that it's a kosher shchita. Va'af al gav, deloy mechaven, he had no intent whatsoever to shech the behemoth. He just wanted to throw the sakin, and lemaise the behemoth got geshochen, so the tana of our Mishnah, astam Mishnah, holds that shchita does not need kabon. Vamrinan, and we said, man tane deleiboy kabona leshrit. Who's the tane that holds you don't need kabona leshrit? And this is all we had learned on Omed Aleph. But Omar Rove, Rabbi Nosani, Rabnosan holds you don't need kabona leshrit. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh was saysim the Mishneh like Rav Nosson. So you see, you don't need kavona l'shchita. So since it's chulin, you don't need kavona l'shchita since it's chulin. So you see, chulin loiboy kavona. And here, Rabbi Yochanan and Paskin, that an isha shenenso v'tovlo is asura l'baylo, because chulin does need kavona. So, kan shoyel aben, mein shmita leitzah har Sinai, what's the kashe? The Mishnah says, shchita lechulen does not need kavone. And Rabbi Yochanan says that tvila lechulen does need kavone. This is tvila, this is shchita. So, it seems from the Gemara, but there's a common denominator between shchita and tvila. Tvile is machshir tara, and there Rabbi Yochanan holds you won't become toyer from the maise tvile. You have to be mechavenly toyer, and then the machshir helps. Shchit is also a machshir. Shchit is also a machshir. It's machshir the behemah lachila, and there the Tana holds that v'chulin you don't need kavone. So if we pass like a Stam Mishneh, that Shchita L'chulen does not need Kavone, so we should definitely pass in that Tvila L'chulen also doesn't need Kavone. They're both one Inyan. It is a Machshir. And if Shchita works without Kavone Lahater, so Tvila should work without Kavone Liter. That's the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rove. Namar Rove Rav Nosani. So the Gemara answers, Beshchite, Afilo Rabbi Yonasan Ben Yosef Moide. By Shchite, that means Rabbi Yochanan said he holds like Rabbi Yonasan Ben Yosef, that says that Tvila needs Kavone. So he says, by Shchite, Rav Yonis and Ben Yosef is Moide, that you don't need Kavone. Mehechi Teisi should be Moide. We just said, Misvore, Shchite, and Tvila are the same. He says, Midegoli Rachmon, I have a Befeirishe Limud, that Shchite Lechulon does not need Kavone. So Memele, so there are two Psukim. There's one Pasuk Sheinis that tells us Tvila needs Kavone, and we have a Pasuk by Shchita that Shchita L'chulon does not need Kavone. What is the Pasuk? There's a Pasuk that says, L'rtzoinchem tizbachuhu. When you shecht kochim, it has to be done with a rotzen, with a Kavone. It can't be done unintentionally. That's by kochim. Is me the goli rachmone misasik bekochim posul. So it's very interesting. Why do I have this posik by kochim? I can learn out from tvile. Nafila by chulan, it also would be posul. And here I have a specific posik that tells us that shchite lekochim needs kavona. You need l'rtzoinchem. And so from this we have a diik lechulin, you don't need kavone. So memele, so this psukim, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. You're 100% right. There's a stam mishneh that shchita lechulin does not need kavone, because there's a posik. But by tvila, you don't have a stam mishneh. By tvila, I hold like Rabbi Yonis and Ben Yosef that you do need kavone. Bichlal dechulin loibayin in kavone. Fine. So this is the svara of Rav Nosson, that you don't need kavod. Verabono. Now, we hear a machlokes by Shchita. Rav Nosson holds a filu, he fills a sakin, he threw a sakin without any intent whatsoever to make a maise shchita. Afal pikein, Rav Nosson holds that that's a kosher shchita. The Rabbonon acholikan Rav Nosson. Rabbonon hold as follows. If you threw a sakin without any kavone, it's a posel shchita. He doesn't need kavone lahachshir, but you need al kaponim kavone lachatiches simonim. That minimum kavone you do need. That means to do the pu'ula that you're doing, to do the pu'ula of shchita, you have to have kavone in order that the shchita should work. You don't have to have kavone to accomplish what the shchita will accomplish. But you have to have at least kavona to make a maise of chaticha simon. So that is the svar of the Chachamim or Chaylik and Rav Nosson. The Rabbono, Nehei Deloi Beinon, kavona lezviche, you're 100% right. For zviche, that means for heter aboso, you don't need kavona. But lechaticha boinon, but you need kavona to make a maise chaticha. You want to be choytech the simonim, that kavona you need. If you had a kavona to be choytech the simonim, even though you are aware that the chaticha simonim will bring about a heta, you're not interested in the chlambing matter, the bosa, that you don't need. That you're right, because that's a special din by kochim. By kochim it says, lutzoinchem tizbachu. By kochim you need kavone lahatir de zevach, and by chulim you don't need kavone lahatir de zevach, but kaponim you need kavone lechatich. That's the svar of the rabbon. Rabbono neheido le beinon, kavone lezviche lechaticha beinon. That is the machlokes of Nosson and the rabbon. Omar Rove, so Rove said, he hears what Rav Nosson holds, and he hears what the Rabbonon hold. So Rava said his opinion. Boho zakanu Rabbi Nosson la Rabbonon. I hold that the droshe of Rav Nosson is better than what the Chachomim hold, and that means that his hechech is stronger than the svar of the Chachomim. Why? Miksiv, it says like this. By kochim it says, l'rtzoinchem tizbochuhu. By kochim it says, you have to have kavones zviche. Zviche means to be machshir. That's kavones zviche. By chulin it says, vizovachto. You should be zeveya. Now, mitziv vichotachto. Does it say by Shchitas Chulin Vichotachto you should cut? Vizavachto, Ksiv. It says Vizavachto. Now, how do you learn Pshat in the word Vizavachto? If you learn Pshat in the word Vizavachto, you have to be Mechaven to make a Maises Viche. And that's Vizavachta. Vizavachta is coming to tell us what you have to think of, not only what you're doing. Ibeinen kavonon lechatiche afilu lezvicha nami leboy. Because if you say Vizavachta is not only telling you what you're accomplishing, it's telling what you have to think when you're doing it. So it should need kavon lezvicha. And he loybi ni kavona lezviche. They say, no, Vizavachta is a maise zviche. He doesn't have to think about it. Lechaticha nami loyli boys. Then you shouldn't need kavona lechaticha. So that was so. So Rabbi Taine, that says, the drosha of Rav Nosson is a mumistava and the drosha of the Rabbona. Let us see Rashi. Mi omer Rabbi Yochanan the chulin boy kavona. The Goli Rachmona Mesasik Bekochim, Sheikhet Kochim, Sheloi Bekavone de Psulim. The Kochim Apostle, Tersiv Lirzoin Chem Tizbochu, לדייטכם זבוכו, בפרק אבא. רבון אדומלו וחכמים פויסלן, that if people are sasakin, it's possible, you need כבונס חתיך סימונים, so רבס את זקנו, נוצחון, כלומר, בזויס, נירן דבורו מדברי. זקנו, we have, that's a, רב אלעזר בן עזר יוימים דדת בסקירן יציאס מצרים בלילאיס לאי זכיסי שתיומה יציאס מצרים עד שדושה בן זוימה זאת לאי זכיסי לאי ניצחתי that he was unable to be מנצח דחכם ממתל בן זוימה גבר דרושה זקנו is not from כלבי בזויס נירן דבורו מדברי פייט. Now, that's the end of the sugya. Now the Gemara wants to explain the case that a nidosh and nenso, that we have the machlokes according to Rav, the tvile helps lechulin, according to Rabbi Yochanan and it doesn't help. What is the case? Ilema da onso chavoto va'atolo. That the chavata went and took the nida and was matpala. And she didn't have any kavona, the nida didn't have any kavona whatsoever to become toyer. But the chavata wanted to be metayra. So the Gemara says, kavona de chavata kavona mal yosi. So this kavona over here. The chavata that wanted to be metayra, so that's called kavona letayra. Just like by Tvilas Kalim. If you hold lechulin boy kavone, the keli is not mechaben, the matpel is mechaben. So here the matpel is also mechaben. But if it is speaking about that the chavata was matpel her, v'lushaloi midato, so how could the Rav say that, Rav Yechna both say that by trum it's no good, betrum enami yochlo. If someone is matpel someone l'shem tairo, so the kavon of the matvel helps a fellow by trume. This nan, we learned a mishneh, ha-charshes va-ha-shoito va-ha-sumo v'shenitra fo-dato. We're speaking about four types of women who are lav b'nei das. Im yesh lehen pikhois, if there are pikhois that can make sure that they're boidik them, bishas vesten, if they had a riyah or not, and their matpul then, is mesaknes, im yesh am pikres, mesaknes oison, oichlois betrume, so they can eat trume. So you see, that means these pikres are matpul, these women, acharshes vashayta besumim shnit chavadato. So you see clearly that the akabonas, a matpul, helps for trume also. So, if the case of Nensa was that it was Nitpala Yedea Acher, so it should help for Trumos, so that can't be the case. What does Rashi say? Maskinois, Boitkeis Oysam Bishas Veston, Umatbilois Oysam Bishas Tvilos. So that can't be the case of Nidosh and Nensa. So what is the case? The Gemara says, Omar Rav Pope, the case was as follows. Le Rav Noson, according to Rav Noson, that means we're explaining Rav. Rav holds Chulin does not need Kavone by Tvile, and Be'emesin, that is Dum Yedeshchite. Rabbi Yochanan has Tane. Rabbi Yonis and Ben Yosef hold Tvila needs Kavona, but Rav holds, he learns out from Shchita, that Tvila does, just like Shchita does not need Kavona, so Tvila does not need Kavona. So, what is the case of not Kavona? So, Omar Rav Popa, Le Rav Nosson, according to Rav Nosson, by Shchita, there's no minimum Kavona. Tulu, you wanted to throw a knife. You had no intentions of shechting. And Lamai said the behemah got geshochten, so the behemah is geshochten. Is so according to Rab Nosson, shenoflo minagesha. A woman fell off a bridge. She had no kavone to even enter the water. But Lamaisa, she fell and she tabled herself. So just like Rav Nosson, if you throw a knife and it checks the behemoth, the behemoth is geschochten. So Rav holds, we learn out Tvile from Shchita. So if she fell into the water, she'll be toil. Ula Rabbonon. But according to the Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon hold by Shchita, there's also a minimum kavona that is necessary. You don't need kavona for to be matter, but you need kavona of chaticha simonim. So by tvila, you'll need kavona to get wet, but not to for taira. L'rabbonon sheyorda lahokya, she went into the water to cool off. She didn't have any kavona litoya. What does Rashi say? L'Rav Nosson, Da'omah Labinin Kavonin Afilu Lachatichem. You don't even need Kavonin for cutting simonim. Chudamosei Hoche Komarav Alibay Shenof Lamina Gesher. She fell off a bridge. Shaloi Niskavna Afilu Lichaitz. Everything was mamish unintentional. Rabbi Yochanan Leimedami Tvila Leshchite the kadorish v'kuba sheinis, ubeshchite kro kadorish lahachshe kedamrine midgoler rachmonem misasek. Ula rabbonon the boy mil kavone lachatiche. According to the rabbonon, that hold you do need kavone lachatiche. Utachavosei betvile machshe rava libayu sheyorda lahoker she went down to cool herself off, the loy litvil, not to table herself, the novlo kulo v'soy chamay, and she fell into the water. So this is a very difficult Rashi. This Rashi, the Rishash, and Rabbi Chonon ask on Rashi, they ask that according to the Chachomim, you need a kavona of chituch simonim. You have to want to cut the simonim. What will be if a person wants to cut one simon? And by mistake, he cuts two simonim. So that's not kavonis, that's not kavonis zviche. Kavonis zviche is, we have to have kavonis to make the maize zviche. I don't have to have kavonis to be matter with the zviche, but I have to have kavonis to make a maize zviche. So if I have kavonis to cut one simon, and accidentally cut both simonim, it won't be good if it's according to the Chachamim. Here, Rashi says, Lahoker, it seems she wanted to cool off her feet, and she fell in, and she tabled herself. So he said, so she didn't have kavone to make a maise tefila. Forget about the taira. She didn't have kavone to submerge herself. She had kavone to cool off her feet, and she fell. So why should this be good according to the Chachamim? That's why they wonder on Rashi. Rashi should have said, Pshat, Lahoker, that she wanted to submerge herself, not l'shem taira, no l'shem to cool herself off, and l'maisa. So that is called kavone for the maisa, without kavone for the end result for the taira. So this is a difficult rash. Zok the Gemara weiter anusugye. Omarove. Shochat poro. V'shochat behema acheres imo. In the process, he shechted two behemoths. He shechted a pora dume, and he shechted another behemoth together with this pora dume. L'divrei hakel, according to everyone, according to Rav Nosson, according to the Chachamim, this is a posel a pora dume. Because we have a klal by poradume meloche pasels beemtza avodes hapore. When a person is being oisek in avodes hapore, he needs complete concentration to do only avodes hapore. If in the middle of the shchita he goes and checks another pore, so that's called the hesech hadav. So memele, so that's possible. So shochat poro v'shochat behema acheres imo with kavone the divrei hakel psula. So the poro is posel, that's a posel of shchita. because he did a malocha be'emtza, be'emtza shritas apora, be'emtza avoidas apora, and this whole, there's a psul malocha by poradum. What is the din if nishrito behema acheres imo? He had no intent whatsoever to shecht another behema. There was another behema lying there next to this pora. And he goes, he wants to shecht the pora, and unintentionally, another behema got geshochten also, but this was not done with any kavod. So here we cannot say that this is a hesach hadas. He wasn't mesirei. He had no intent whatsoever to shecht this other behema. This was done unintentionally. Nishrita behema acheres imo is lirab nosam bedinis pora psula, we'll see why in Rashi, behema kshela. The behema is kosher because Rab Nosson holds ashritas behema is, you don't need kavone. And the pora is psula, we'll see what Rashi says. Nishrita behema acheres imo beloy miskabe. L'Rav Nosson, the machshe shrita schulam b'loy kavone, is behema k'sheira, the behema is kosher. U pora psula, and the pora is posul. V'yaf al gav, the shaloy b'kavone, this other behema was geshotten without any intent. Loy masach daite, it's not, there's no esach abbas, he was thinking, Keseder about the Shchitas HaPorah, V'loi mikri mis'asek b'melocha acheres. So, why is the Shchitas HaPorah apostle? But hoyul u'shchitos ha'ksheira, but since it's a kosher Shchite, mipsele it's apostle because of a new miyut. Mishum v'shochat o'yso lo'y o'yso v'chavoto. There's a miyut that b'shas the Shchite, it has to be a shrite of the pore and not two shrites. Yeshachat oisa, lo yoisa v'chavuto. So according to Rav Nosson, that the behemes chulin became geshochten unintentionally, so there's a miyut v'shachat oisa, lo yoisa v'chavuto. Let's get back to the Gemara. L'rabonam, Porok Sheira Behima Psula. According to the Rabbonon, the Pore is kosher and the Behima is posul. What does Rashi say? Le Rabbonon. Porok Sheira. The Shritas Behima's Chulin. Lav Shrite. It's not a Shrite. So there's, you can't say he have a miyut v'shochat oisa v'loi oisa v'chavata and shulnik. The chavata was not kishochten. A shchitas chulin is not considered a shchita without kavod. So memela als this miyut v'shochat ois v'lo yois v'chavoto, you can't passel the pore. U'mishum meloche lekele mipsel and to passel als melochem in the middle of avoidus ha-pore. He did something else. T'sholoi b'miskaven le'mikri yoisik b'mloch ha-cheres. If this was done unintentionally, it's not considered that he was Isaac in something else. The time of the Malacha Acheres, the whole reason why the Halacha is, if a person is doing another Malacha, so it passes Avedis HaPorah, Mishim the Masach Daite Miporu, because he's Masiach Das. One needs complete concentration on the Mais HaPorah. He can't in the middle to do something else. V'heiche d'loi mechavin l'mlocha acheres, but if he had no intent to shech this other behemoth, leke hesech hadas. V'och amrinen l'kamon, the Gemara says later, a similar case, nechtecho d'las imo, if a person went and shechted a pole, and there was a d'las, there was a squash, there was a melon, together with the pore, he didn't realize it, and when he shechted the pore, so this delas also got cut, divrei hakel kshera, because there was no intent to do it. There was no hesach hadas from the shchitas hapore, and there's no miyut v'shochat oisa v'loi oisa v'chavata, because there's no concept of shchita by a delas. So that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara so Rav said as follows. So two halachas. Shochat porim v'shochat b'macheres imo. If you wanted a shechtu l'divrei hakel psule, it's posel according to everyone. And then he says, but what if it's nishchet b'macheres? So then according to Abnosen, the b'ma is kosher, the por is posel, and according to the Chachomim, the b'ma is not kosher and the por is kosher. So the Gemara asks Pshite on the first halacha. The first halacha that Rav said, Shochet Pore, Shochet Behemah Acheres, Imo, he wanted a Shech, the second Behemah, so it's possible, that's Poshet, it is a Psul of Hesech Hadas. Why do you need this member of Rav? That's the Moskashe Pshite. So the Gemara says, Nishchet Behemah Acheres, Urab Nosen, it's Trichalai. No, the Chiddush of Rav, this is just like Agdome. If he shechted both, first Eitzach it's possible. It's a psula sechadas. But this din of Nishchito, that according to Rav Nosson, this a psul of Oysav loy Oysav v'chavoto, sal kedai toch mine v'shochat Oysav marachmone v'loy Oysav v'chavoto, v'eichi domi ikigoyn sheshochat shtei poreis v'hadi adodit. The meat of Oysa v'chavata means two poradumis. That's called Oysa v'chavata. So there's two, you have to shecht one poradume and not two poradumis. Avo beheime de chulin, maybe that's not nismayet from Oysa v'le Oysa v'chavata. The whole meat of Oysa is that you have to shecht one poradume, not two bebasachas. But beheime chulin could be v'chlau wasn't nismayet. Heim aloi. Kamash Malon, that is also such a psul. Now the Gemara continues, Chotach the Las Imo, if when he shechted the Por Adume, he cut a Delas with Kabone, is Divrei Hakel Psula, that's called Hesech Hadas. Bechtecho the Las Imo, Divrei Hakel Pshel, and everyone holds that it's kosher, because it's there's no miyot of oisav le oisav echavot. Let us see Rashi. Pshita akati lo shemin and the chalaiskim bepora poisav moisa bemalachi. Nishrat abay machers lamnos nitzrich alay. The kiv in the malachi le mitrai shalay bekabone. If he did it unintentionally, this is not called a malachim. This is not called a malachim. Kedumin lekama nechtecho de las, imo di vechakel pshere, mishum shchites chavoto nami, avo gav de shchites loy bekabonish mo shchita, avo mina le tipso, de vishochat oiso, this miyut, mashme bloy oiso vechavoto veichi domi, ken shishochat shtei pores adumis badi adodi, shechte tu pores adumis mubasach. Kamashmo, de chuli nami mashme, dat de oiso bloy oiso vechavoto, comes to be mamayit shchites chuli. Avo reishe tiniskaven lacheres, he was in the lishchet acheres, af lacheres, he wanted a shecht another one, but yitzrich, in a hei nami doise bechavet amash mishtei poros adumis, al tad mi yud mi ukiven in skaven lemloch acheres, mifzula mishum hesach adas, leigoro michatiches delas. Chotach delas imodi vehakob psule, domalochi, he was mesiach das, Nechtecho de las ima di behakal kshere, de shloi bekabone le mikri yoisik bimaloche. It's not called the Hesach Hadas, where he shlab nosen taime, mishum dechsi, because it says, vishach atoise, bilei chavet ima, de shloi bekabone, nam ishmo shchit. Let us see Toisvis. Nishchito behema acheres ima, le rabonon poro kshere. So, according to the Rabbonon, that's not called Oysa v'chavoto, because since it was Shaloi v'chavonim, so the Pore is Kshayra. The Kshayra is a very interesting kash. If you toima, the Oysa v'loi Oysa v'chavoto l'Rabbonon l'omali. Why do I need this posik? Ile shaychet b'im acheres imo, he does it v'chavonim, typically mitam aloche. So why do you need this miyut according to the Chachomim? There's two pore adumes, and he wanted to shech both pore adumes. And the mishum melocha acheres loy mifslo kiven de shteim l'shem pore. That means that psul of Pesach Hadas is not, I'm not allowed to be Mesiach Das from this Pore. The psul of Pesach Hadas is that you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das from my Pore. So if I want to shech two Pore Adumes, so as the psul of Pesach Hadas, there's no psul of Pesach Hadas. That's why I need this psul of Oisav Leoisav Echavotam. Avol Pore de Chulen Eimaloi, so the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, according to Rav Nosson, I would think Porah Dechulin is not Nismayit. You need the Chavata Dum Yedido. Vim Toima, Toma Bereish Zvochim. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Masechta Zvochim, Chatos Shenishchito, Ami Shemachuyev Chatos. A chatos was geshochten for someone else, that he's mechuyev a chatos. So that shinei bailim is psula. So it passes because this person is also mechuyev a chatos, and I shechted the chatos for him, then it's psula. Al mi she mechuyev oila, but what if I shechted a chatos for someone who's not mechuyev a chatos? So then the chatos is kosher. That's not called a shinei bailim. The chsiv, the chipo, Olov, veloy al chaveiroi. The coin has to be mechaven to be mechaper on the bailim, not on someone else. Now, someone else is chaveiroi dum yedidei shemachuyev chatos kamoisa. So, memele, so there it's very interesting. There I have a miyat, bechipa olov, veloy al chaveiroi. And there the Gemara says, chaveiroi dum yedidei. Just like he's chayev chatos, the chaveiroi pasol is also chayev chatos. Here we have a shochat oisav le oisav vechavoto, and here we say that a filo de chavoto is not dum yedida, a filo de chavoto is not a poradume. It also passes. Ochanami name oisav le oisav vechavoto dum yedida. Yishloime de hosan not we say olov b'lei al chavere chavere dum yedidei. The drosha works differently. To hosam vechipa olov mashma olov mechaper. It's mechaper for him. Voloi al chaveiroi mechaper. It's not mechaper for the chaver. So if you're saying it's not mechaper for the chaver, ala mechoyev chatos kezeh, the shaykh ebay kaporazo. That means the drosha goes, it's mechaper on him and not on someone else. So it seems the other one has to be a bar kapore. That's why we say it was chayev chatos. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Now we're going to learn about Hilchus Shehiyah. Nafla Sakim. A person was in the midst of shechting a behemoth. And the Sakim fell. V'higbio. And he picked it up. And he continued shechting. Naflu Kalov. His begodim fell. His hat fell off in the middle of the shechita. So he picked up his hat. And then he continued shechting. Vehigbiyo. Hishchis es ha-sakin. He was busy sharpening the sakin. Now this was a difficult sakin to sharpen. So it took him a good 25 minutes to sharpen the sakin. So after that, then he started shechting. But this 25 minutes of hashchoze took away his koiches. So now when he started shechting the behemoth, va'off, he got famatat, he couldn't finish, he was tired, he was exhausted from the hashchoze. Bo chaveiroi v'shochat. So the chaver standing there, and he sees what's happening, so he's goyma the shechita. So by all these three cases, the halach is as follows. Im sho kedei shechita psulo. If there was a time span that it takes kedei shchit, what this means exactly we'll see in the Gemara. So if there's such a time span that there was between the first shchit and the second shchit, psula, and if not, it's kosher. I saw God in Emes L'Yakev, Rabbi Yakev wants to say, we have here three cases over here, three scenarios. He dropped the sakin, his hat fell off, he was tired. Very nice. In all these three cases, there was a time span between the Tillis HaShchit and the Gemar HaShchit. So it matters. I used to say three cases. So Bianca wants to say as follows. The first case wants to tell us that even though he was misasik in Shchita, that means the sakin fell, the whole reason he was masik because the sakin fell and he went to pick up the sakin. He's oisik b'shchita the whole time. Afal pikein, if there was a time span, it's possible. That's the chiddush of the first bava. The second bava is, he's not misasik b'shchita, middle of shechting, your hat falls down, so what? Afal pikein, so he's misasik in something else. Afal pikein. If there was no shir shehiyah, it's kosher. And the third case is coming to tell us that even though a different shaykhet was goyma, because that's why it says such a scenario, he got exhausted from the hashchaze, and he couldn't continue shechting ubocha veirei v'shocha, afal pikein, if it is the time of shiyah did not elapse yet, so it's kosher. So that's the chiddush of these three cases. Rabbi Shimon Noimer imsha kedei biko. Rabbi Shimon says it's a different time span, not shah kedei shchite, shah kedei biko, and what this is exactly, we'll hear further in the Gemara. Zot Rashi, nafla sakin behigbiya, v'shah bagvozu, it took time for him to pick up the sakin. Taylor begodov. Oishe hishchizes hasakin. He was sharpening the sakin kaidem shchita. Before the shchita, he was sharpening the sakin. Va'of nisyaga. Then he got tired. He got exhausted. Shehishchil lishchay tohi by koyach. He wasn't able to be going with the shchita. Uposak shchita soy ubocha veire v'shocha. Kedei biko beforish bigmore. Zogte Gemore, Mai Kedei Shchite. It says that if there was a time span that it would take to Shecht, that elapsed, so that's the Psul Shia. Omar Rav, Kedei Shchitas Behima Acheres. So Rav said that the time it would take, you don't say from how much time will take to be goyma the shchita. How much time it takes to make a new shchita, to shecht another behemah, that, if so that time elapsed, it's called shehiyah. Kedei shchitas behemah acheres. Fine. Omri lei Rav Kahane v'Rav Asi l'Rav. Kedei shchites behema lebehema va'oif loif. So now, I wanted to ask him. The shehiyah is, I'm in the middle of shechting a behema, and then there was an elapse, there was some time elapse. So you said that the shehiyah is the time it takes to shecht a behema. Fine. What the psul shehiyah by a oif? What is the psul shia bayoif? Do you say over there also the time it takes to shecht anoif, which is much less, you only shecht one simit? Oy dume af behemaloif, the shir shia, it's a kula. That means the shir shia is the time it takes to shecht the behemah, that's a psul shia. Doesn't matter what you shecht. Om alohu, we'll have a muradike gemore. Lehave bedichne bei bechavivi the ishaile. I wasn't, be it, I heard this aloche from Rab Chiya, and I wasn't be it did this with Rab Chiya enough to ask such a shaila. That means he had such a yiris haraimimis for Rab Chiya, Rab Chiya said a aloche, to ask what'll be the din by a knife. I didn't have the audacity and the chutzpah to ask him such a shayla, so I don't know what to tell you. Let us see Rashi. Mai kedei shchite, omarav kedei shchite, shchites behim acheres. Leiteime kedei sheyigmar shchitosoi besuloi. Behema le behema ba'oifloi. So they asked him, So the shir shiya by a behema is kedei shritas behema acheres misharin la shiya shritas behema. But with a shritas oif acher misharin la shiya shritas oif. Oy dulma afilu bechdei shritas behema misharin la shiya shritas oif. Dahainu kula. Oma lohu lai have bedichna bachavivi ti ishaile. Loi hoiso dati gaso bedoidi rabchie. Rav was a nephew of rabchie. Kshelamati halochezu. When I learned this haloche from rabchie, I wasn't so much beyedidis with my uncle, loi hoyo besever ponim imi, Shesh Olenu Dovozet. I should ask him this shaila. Rav bar achve u bar achtei de rabchiya habe. Rav was a nephew, Sai, from the sister of rabchiya, and Sai from the brother of rabchiya, but how, so that means, his father, who was the brother of Rabchiya, married, Ivo was the father, Ima was the mother, married the sister of Rabchiya, but there were no relationship whatsoever, because the Ivo was a brother to Rabchiya, they had the same father and different mothers, and Ime was the sister of Rabchiya from one mother and from different fathers, so there's no relationship whatsoever. Perhaps I'd like to mention one word. I was once zeiche to be in Yerushalayim, Parshas Bishalach. I was davened in the minyan together with Hagoyin Rabbi Shlom David Soloveitchik Shlita. So after the davening, others were asking him shailas on the Parshas. I also asked him a shaila. I asked him a shaila. It says in Parshas Bishalach, "Vatikach Miriam Anevia Achis Aaron es Hatoif Biyodo." Miriam, the sister of Aaron, took a toif biyodo. So Rashi says, "Achis Aaron lepishem Mosa Nafshei Oleho Shenitz Taro." Nikreis of Shmoy. Aaron was Moise Nefesh for her. She became a Metzora. So therefore, he was Moise. So Achois Aaron. That's where Miyachis, the whole Miriam to Aaron, because he was Moise Nefesh for her. What was the Mesiris Nefesh from Aaron? Where was he Moise Nefesh? Some Parshas Baloischa had said, Al Nosi Kameis, Asha b'tzeisei merechem imoi, v'yeyochol chatzi b'sorei, v'yitzak moishel Hashem lema, keel no rafonom. V'keel Aaron was the one that he went to Moshe Rabbeinu that she shouldn't remain a metzor. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal. That was serious nefesh. She was moiser, nafshe, yoleh. That's what I asked him. So he told me over a maise. He heard from someone that he was once talking and learning with Rabbos Ber. And all of a sudden, Rabbos Ber saw around the 5 blocks down, Rab Chaim was coming. He says, Rabbos Ber stood up, and he was trembling. Rab Chaim's coming? Rab Chaim? That's a maise. So he says, you think for Aaron to go over to Moshe Rabbeinu, and to go over to brothers, as I, the Moire, that Aaron had of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Meiredik, to go over and to ask him for such a request. But he also had a shtickle chaylik in the Sol Maise, the both of them spoke. That's, see, already was, but to go over and to ask this request was Mamish Mesiris Nefesh. Al Koponim, then he said, we don't know what Yiris Talmidei Chachamim means. Then he started talking, but Al Kaponim, we see Dachsma Amoira de Kegamar over here. That Rav was learning by his uncle Rav Chiyah. He didn't, Rav Chiyah said a halacha that the din Shia is, a Shia Shchitas Behemah. he didn't have the audacity. Maybe it's a poshita thing. You know, maybe I should figure it out myself. I should ask him. He's going to tell me, why don't you figure it out yourself? He didn't have the audacity to ask Rav Chiya. He wasn't b'yedidus. He didn't have lehoisa data gasa b'doidi Rav Chiya to ask him such a shayla. So now his talmidim asked him, he told him, I don't know. I don't know what the shir is by a night.